Daf Kufi Tes Amud Aleph. Ha'isha Shehalach Baila Lozinasi. Hol Sin So Below Bonim Yatsa Baila. Their husband left when he had no children. Lo Tziyavim Shem Yodat Sarasa. Perhaps her co-wife gave birth. Ugamara Park. No one's asking. My Lo Tziyavim. Why can't she get married? Techa Ala Tachlois Du Chalitza Vatinasi. Mother Shechin. She has a mother Shechin. She's allowed to get married. He tzaras mefresh gemara. This language will be explained in the gemara. Ha'isalacham was from Medina Sam overseas. Because she also, when she left, lo hayyala ben, she did not have a son. The ain yavam lazu, and there was no brother-in-law for this wife. Aina chusheshes, she doesn't have to worry. Sheminitin lo yavam, perhaps the yavam was born to her mother-in-law. Napalgav the chashin liel. Even though we do have to worry earlier, shemi yoldet tzar that perhaps the co-wife gave birth. Hossam over there who the komadi yoldet tzara because whatever the co-wife gives birth to. Bein zachar bein nekev, whether it's male or female, mapikul olaham yabom, will exempt this woman from yibum. Aval chamois for her mother-in-law, the inami yoda, even if she gives birth, lo zakuk, perhaps she won't be zakuk. This person, Ellen Cain, yoda zachar, unless she's going to give birth to a male. Vukuli hai, luchashinan, and so far we don't have to suspect, shema yoda, that perhaps she gave birth, vizachar hai, and that it was a male. Yotza son malay, yotza chamoisim, will bear her mother-in-law left pregnant, chosheshe shema zachar hai, perhaps it was a male. You know, chosheshe the equal of the male, because you can say, shema hi pila, perhaps she miscarried, in him summer, lopila, even she didn't miscarry, shema the kebab, so perhaps it was a female. The gemar. The tsaro achrisi, imbo adim, shein sarasim, will bear, witnesses will come to tell us, and that her co-wife is not pregnant. In a chashash, they don't have to worry. Perhaps he married another woman with her yavam, and she's going to be permitted to yibum. Rabbi Meir Chai Shemitah is always worried about the minority. The perikol shoytim will learn in the perikol shoytim chulin. Kavi kusim by the Samaritans. Shagazar al kol kusim. They made exir against all of the Samaritans. Mishem oisim shematzu the muzyayin b'har grisim because of those which they found a idol. On Har Grizim, and they were bound down to it. Teisha Chanuyas, the time for the price of Tosas of Nimsa, Halach Achar Arayv, if you find this immediate, follow the majority. They came in the Chanuyas Lufnein, since the stores are in front of us, and the Fnein, in front of us, on the Royin, and we see Sharubu Machar's Basar Shkuta, and most of them are selling kosher meat. The Sanhedrin, Yubis, Mazakim 12 say he's not guilty. The Yudal of Mechaimin 11 say he's guilty. The Kaimelin that we paskin, the Zakin that he's not guilty. The Hoyle with Rav Mizakin, since the majority say he's not guilty, the Kaimelin in there in front of us. The lesser Kaimelin can go in Hoch like here. The Nazar was a Rav Neshim, Bishop Odom, when they go follow most women in the world. In the Sefer Hoyesel Lachamay, saying the Cheshesh is a Mai, why ni nami this Herm Yuta, even though the males are minority, can the Fresh also explain, Mio, however, Holochacha Rav Neshim, we should follow most women. We came to Rav Neshim, since most women get pregnant, Lekalame Rav Bisherm Yuta. You can't say the males are only a minority. The miyuta, a minority of a minority. Elechad miyuta, they're only one minority. The roib noshim is avros because most women get pregnant. The yodas ain't give birth. Umiyut, and it's only a minority. That is scary. Bahavo lahu zuhar miyuta lelechush. The iser kareis chashashu. Shemun the sabros are also perhaps the co-wife became pregnant. Lo chashu shemun the sabros chamoisin. Perhaps her mother became pregnant. But ultimate chazaka, and we follow the chazaka. Mali iser lav mi lo beinu lemechush lesofik iser lav. Do we not have to worry about the passing over a lav? Ki hechid chashin lesofik is a curse. Just like we have to worry about the iser kareis. Hamidi is a sfeika, something which is a sofik. A doubt. Lava chokad rabbani. It's not a offense that the Rabbanan set up a Dover Mut and something was permitted. The name of Lakaris over the Chokka, the Lav, lo over the Chokka, that we would say Rabbanan made a fence, they distance us from a Lakaris, but they distance us from a Lav. And against something which is the Dover Mutter, which is something which against something on something which was Mutter. The Chokka here, Shema Isur Dir Aisa Mamish Kavak, because over here we're worried that perhaps he's doing a full fledged Isur Dir Aisa. The Kufu Tes, Amud Beis. Reisha Chazaka Maisi Lola Yavam brings into the Yavam the Ruba Maisi Lola Heter, and the majority says she's Mutter. We have a Chazaka which tells her she has to do Yibum. A majority tells her she's the Heter Lashuk. She's permitted to marry anyone she wants. There are no Shem Misabros for Yodok, because no woman get pregnant and give birth. Our Yodok's are also going to say her co-wife gave birth and lift her in Gamhi, and she's also exempt from Yibum. This woman, the Chazaka Lo Adif Ki Ruba, and the Chazaka is not as strong as a robe. The Nezal Basilish, we follow it. Hilka Chlever Lo Tziyabim, but she shouldn't get do Yibum. Lashuk Nami Lo, and she can't marry other men also. Why can't we marry? Like we're marrying the Chayisha Lemuta that worries about the minority. Sefer Chazaka Lashuk. Below Yavam, because she was without Yavam originally, because she got so when she went out, but Ruba Lushuk, and most of them, and there's a rope telling her she can marry other men. The Inami Nizabra Chamois, because even if her mother in law became pregnant, Shemin the Kevah, he said perhaps it was a female, O Nefel, or a miscarriage, the rope will bring Nefelim. Minikavos, because the majority of pregnancies either end in a miscarriage or with a female birth. I mean, in Leel, as we said earlier, the mechzel the vlodei kaimei in the kevos habi, because half of the living babies are female. Umid ubrim the phalem, and the minority of them of the babies are miscarried. How was the kaima? So living males are muters or a minority. The gabi vlodei so with regard to all babies. So hochla nami so over here ika chazaka. There is a chazaka l'roiv. Or the shulk is the gears to change that she can get. There's a chazaka that she can get married to other men. The mar nami the chashasha the miyuta the sermon because it was weakening the chashash of a minority of males. How was miyuta miyuta? Therefore, it is a minority of a minority. Well, the alone bit me is the question. Tachlus of malashuk she do chalitza of malashuk to nasa the shuk and marry other men. But as mashalosh b'shul, that's because there's still time to shalosh chadash. She has to wait 3 months. The call on nashim sichas time to give a chadash because all men have to wait 3 months. But if people buy one mace from this yam, even when her husband dies overseas, the lekam mecha shem amuvarisi that we know. To suspect perhaps this woman is pregnant. Does the cane of animalist not mean to because not the shulch chodesh? Because even an old woman or an animalist who can't have kids also have to wait 3 months. I mean, the chodesh, as we said earlier in the parak chodesh, the halacha is cool and tzuchas hamtan. Every woman has to wait. The chaveret of tisha b'shvil chaveret because of her friend, meaning her co-wife. Shem uberesi, perhaps she's pregnant. Tzurasa, her co-wife, tzuchas hamtan. Shem uberesi, tzurasa, perhaps her co-wife is pregnant. Tzuchas hamtan tes chodesh. She has to wait 9 months. Shefilu chotzo, even if she does chalitza, lotzo nasib itself. That she can't get married within 9 months. Shem uberesi, because perhaps her co-wife is pregnant, and the baby will survive, and the chalitza does not make her exempt. And the baby makes her exempt. And the baby is only going to make her exempt when he's born. Because of the co-wife, she doesn't have to wait forever. Until she knows whether or not the co-wife had the baby or not. But Tachlis Acher Tesem Malashach, you do Malashach and do Chalitza after 9 months. But he doesn't get married. Imyel the Sarasa, if the co-wife gave birth, Hari Niftura. But Vlad, she became exempt from Yibam because of the baby. Imlav Vlad, Hari Chalitza, Sabo Tarta. The Chalitza will exempt her. Matzricha Kruz Lacher Shaloha is the Chalitza, to announce that she was a Chalitza, but Teres Lakunin, she can marry a Kain. Mace Bene Vachach Mace Valley, Vaharani is the Kukul Yavim, Kibutchila, and I have to do Yavim like originally. Nemanis, the Mashamar Shaomer Mace Bene Rishon, and that with that, she said that her son died first. Vachach Valley, then her husband. Lochashin and Dilmo, Vishum de Rachmel Yavim Karma. And we all suspect that perhaps because she likes the Yavim, she's saying this, Mataima, what's the reason? Hoyal Bechesnes Yavim Hoyasa. Oh man, since she was a chazaka that she needed Yibam in the first place, Upiya Aser Atzma Ali Yavam, and from her own now, we're forbidding her to the Yavam, because she Omer Nitan Libim when she said she had a son, Luhu Apesh Yachol Lahatr, and that mouth can go in and permit her, Atzma could go permit her, Luyavam to the Yavam, Luloymer to say, basically, Rishon that the son died first. Ainan Emanis, Lehinase, Leshok to marry other men, Hoil, Bechetzkas Yibam, Yasas, and she left when she had a chazaka that she needed to do Yibam. Bechashin, and we suspect, Dumum Mishab to sign you like Omer, perhaps. Perhaps because she hated the Yavam that she said that there was a son born. Question the prayer, but we do worry about her words. Shema Emesim, perhaps her tshuva is true of the Yavam. She is also to the Yavam. The Cholatz is she needs Chalitza. Could they get married to the Loha Yisus the Kukuloi? And she didn't have, she wants to come, and Chalitza is the Kulam, and Chalitza is worth as a Mutaris the Kuhn, and she's Mutar to a Kain. The Gushu is a Gushu Kvar, and Ish Acher, and she was divorced from another man, she's a Pasal Kuhn, and she's always also to a Kain. Ani, Ubani, and my son, Ubaili, my husband, Nechbo, Mamar, we were hiding in a cave, Ein Ishiman, there was no other person with us, Lobo, Lahayat, to come and testify, Hilka, Chlipper, Lekal, Mechashtuma, Osistadi, then we don't have to worry, perhaps witnesses will come. This is in the Mishnah. Shnei Vamash, and Nashay, Shnei Achim, the wives of two brothers, Zu, Asur, Lashuk, to marry other men with a Bailash, Zu, because of the husband of the other one, Shu Yvam, which is her brother in law, the Shemachai, perhaps he's alive, he's a Kukul, and she has Zikatin. Bafal Bisha Ishto Omeris, Mace, even though his wife says that he died, in the Mundus Ayyvam, she does not believe with regard to the Yvam, she did not say that she could get married through her words, Shein Yvam, Meida Al Khaverta, because sister in laws can't testify on each other. She Achas Bechamish Nashim, Shein Yvamas Laheida, that's one of the five women who can't testify on each other. Lazu Adim, she makes Bella, their husband died, Zu, Sheishla Adim, Masur, Lingus, and Marim, the Yvam, because of her. Her the brother-in-law, the Shemachayu, perhaps he's alive. The Adam, my Hanulah, because the witnesses don't help her. Hagi, Nami, Mehemet, Lemer, Mace, Fali. She's also believed to say her husband died. The Zu, Sheinla, Adam, Mutaris, Lashuk, to marry other men. The Ha, Amrut, Shuhu, Mace. She said that he was dead. Ubishul Yivam. She said her husband was dead. Ubishul Yivam, because of her brother-in-law, Nami, Lachashin, you don't have to worry. Why? Shari, Yesh, Adam, Shemace. Because there's witnesses that he died. Lazu, Bonim, Lazu, Aman, the Ain, Adam, Lolazu, Lolazu. Neither of them have witnesses. Eshish, Lobonim, Mutaris, one who has kills. Is permitted. This Yavmu, Shahoyu Lahem Khan Shnei Yavamim, there's another two Yavamim over here. This Yavmu, and they did Yavim, them Shahisha Omer Mace violate his Yavim, because a woman says her husband died can do Yavim, they'll eat Yavim Lachutsukhazais. Like this is Shazubu, because with regard to Yavim, she doesn't need the testimony of her co wife, of the sister in law. They didn't have any witnesses or children. Each one because of the first husband of the other sister of the sister-in-law. Shema dayin him chayim kares is still alive. Babel bishin nosel shteim li yivamim b'cheska shemesa balim. Even though both are married yivamim with a chazaka that their husbands died. Eitzel atzman nemaz. With regard to themselves, they are believed. Al ashu b'nel kishin nosel shuk when they marry other men. Nimsa idusa shazu mo'ol lezu. That it comes out of the testimony of one is helping the other one. Ve'en yivamas mi'idazu azu. And sister-in-laws can't testify for each other. It's that heter, any sort of thing to make them mutter. Hoyle hutu leivam v'cheska shemesa balim v'chazaka their husbands died. Sula matasrin. We're not going to ask them anymore. The nichash shalashem achayin hame to suspect perhaps their husbands are really alive. Gemar the gemar shtei mutar she'in kan zikas yivum. There's now zik of yivum here. Zuvim ney b'nei v'zuvim ney chavert v'edi chavert. This one because she has children. The other one because she has witnesses that her brother-in-law died. Tzara me'ida lechavert the hush shtei yivamus staris. Because two yivamus are like co-wives. Because of the side of being co-wives and troublesome to each other, they do not become also invalid to testify one on the other.